a bus, a train or a plane to Hollywood. Go there and then change your...
96.5 WKLH. Dave Doreen and Gino, and it's time for Gino going to the movies. And I'm not trying to steal any of your thunder. I can't.
Yes, you can.
I, along with the wife in the snowstorm last night, we drove to the movie theater. And I think there were two other people in the movies. There might have been like a straggler that came in after the lights went on. Down, we went to go see A Quiet Place, John Krasinski. What a great movie. I know you had already reviewed it, said
loved
it was a great
it,
movie.
Yes. And I think it's really cool to see it with nobody around.
It actually made it even kind of creepier.
Right.
And if you had told me that I would love a movie where there's maybe 5 pages of dialogue in the entire movie, which I didn't know. I mean, I knew it was quiet, but I didn't know how quiet it was going to be. It was really well done. And Krasinski, he wrote it, right?
He rewrote it. And what I thought was really cool, too, he insists on using a deaf actress to play his daughter, because a lot of times in movies, if someone's blind or deaf, they just pretend that they are. That the face of those kids, right, I think, are what made it so heartbreaking.
And the one thing that you had said about the movie that really held true, no cliches.
Right. No easy way out.
No easy way out. Yep. No cliches. It was a very original movie. Very well done. A Quiet Place. Dave gives it 2 thumbs up. Somebody might already have that patented or trademarked or some service
actually.
Mark. Do they?
Yes. Okay. No one's allowed to do it.
Okay, well.
In ads or things like that. Yes.
Well, point. Nobody saw you.
No.
So it's fine.
That's right. All right, so what are you talking about today?
Movie opening on Friday, I Feel Pretty, starring Amy Schumer. Now, it's not doing very well on Rotten Tomatoes. I took a look and was very disappointed. I really like this movie. You know, there are a lot of, I would say, young women who have self-esteem issues over what they look like and how they're perceived by mm-hmm. others. And I think that's what this movie does really, really well. Amy Schumer plays someone who is struggling in the dating world and not very confident about herself until she falls and hits her head. And when she gets up, she sees herself in the mirror and says, "Oh my God, I'm so beautiful." And she's proud of how she looks. And every way she goes through life, you can see the confidence and what a difference. She's no different than she was before, except inside her mind. Now, one of her friends in this movie is played by Adi Bryant. You know her from Saturday Night Live. And I'm not above a little kiss and culo.
Okay, here's some kiss and culo.
Three greatest days in the world I can think of. Polio vaccine, electricity, and when Adi was hired on Saturday Night Live. Would you agree with me?
I associate the polio vaccine also with seeing Adi on SNL. Yes.
I can't handle that kind of compliment.
That's a sweet
That's
compliment.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Uh-huh. Look, I could.
Your nose, you know.
I could pretend, but you know what? You have to see everything, warts and all. All right, so this movie, it's all about confidence, and, you know, it called to mind something about going overseas.
This movie, I think, first of all, thoroughly entertaining, but I love what it says. When I would go to Italy, I'd walk down the street, and everybody, male and female, had this confidence that they looked at you like, I dare you to look at me.
Right?
Yeah. How do we teach this?
I know. Well, we hope this movie is helpful toward that, but totally. First of all, I think speaking kindly about yourself so that your children hear that, you know, so that if your mom grows up like, "I'm disgusting," then you're going to be more likely to criticize yourself. But also just to realize that how you feel and who you are is where your worth and confidence comes from. How other people experience you has nothing to do with it. It's just, who are you? Then that's what should make you feel good. Yeah. And there was a backlash when the trailer came out, because I think people thought that we were saying that I was this disgusting woman who then gets confidence. But it's just about somebody who really struggles with their self-esteem and just feels completely invisible in the world, and that's how she carries herself.
And that's what I think this movie does so well. Now, Adi Bryant also talked about the whole thing of self-esteem issues.
I agree 100%. I totally am someone who at times have struggled with, like, am I going to work here? Is this going to be okay because I'm different or my body's one way or whatever? And ultimately it comes down to remembering that, like, your value comes from, like, your brain, your mind, your writing, all these things that I can do, and not, you know, my waist size or my thigh or whatever it is. And I think this movie is a really nice reminder of that. And it's the kind of message and point of view that I didn't encounter until I was in my 20s. And I wish I would have had the chance to see it when I was like 14 or something. So I'm hopeful that it is, you know, kind of a radical concept for a woman to just like herself, and that is something to now go around the country.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in the movie where Amy is out on a date and she decides to enter a bikini contest. And it's heartbreaking, hilarious, and smart and well done at the same time. So, you know, you got to ask the tough questions.
I don't ask personal questions. This is a little personal. The dance moves that you do on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Do those come from your repertoire?
No, sir. First of all, that scene was written to just be me standing there and posing. And I said, no, it's going to be a whole crazy thing. And I'm going to dance. And I dance like an aunt at a wedding, like kind of surprising herself, you know, just kind of like, oh, like that's me, you know.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I like this idea. Look, it is PG-13. There's some sexual things in it. But I think for a young girl, it's a really good thing to see.
It's a great message.
Yes.
And once again, it's called I Feel Pretty.
Right.
Amy Schumer, right. Adi Bryant from Saturday Night Live with Gino going to the movies. Part of the morning KLH.